just going to read from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." This verse really captured my attention when I read it. When we think of praise and rejoicing, we probably all think of it as being directed from us to God. I don't often think of God singing over me, never mind singing loudly over me. I don't feel I deserve that, and certainly don't feel very worthy of it. The more I thought on this, the more I realised that if we don't think on that or believe that, then we're missing out on so much that our Father wants to give us. Where does our praises come from? It comes from our hearts. Hearts that bubble out into praise because we love him. Do you ever stop to think about how much love he has for you? The verse says he will save us. He will quiet us with his love. Everything comes from the love of him towards us. There's a lovely song. It's called Singing Over Me by Worship Central. And I'll just read the lyrics. It says, "Calm our restless souls in your arms of love. Carry our concerns, for you're strong enough. Still the raging storms. Let hope be restored. God of the heavens, you are the Lord of all. For you care for us. You care for us. You're singing over us with your love. Jesus, at your name, may our striving cease. Cast out every fear. Come and set us free. Still the raging storms, let hope be restored. God of the heavens, you are the Lord of all. You're the song of compassion. You're the song of forgiveness. Shoulder to shoulder, stand with us. You care for us. You're singing over us with your love." It talks about the Father's love to us. And it says in John 4:18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out all fear." And I wonder if we live in perfect love or are we afraid? I know fear is rife right now in so many ways. So many of us are feeling it. How many of us feel fear right now with everything so uncertain and not living our lives in the freedom that we used to? I know it's a work in progress, but it's so crucial to allow the Father to love you. He takes great delight in you. He wants to rescue you. He sings over you. He sent his son to die for you. Just take a moment, or several moments, to understand the love God has for you. Let that love carry you through the day and ask that he will help you understand and feel the fullness of his love and how you can strive towards freedom as you receive all he has to offer. I pray that you will know who you are in Christ as you allow his love into your life.